Erich. Rashi mishum avor shim malach liatzmo. The kosova yesh chilik malachas liyamtiv. Lilka ishtayim ashtayim malachas mishum yamtiv. If you do two different malachas on yamtiv, you get two separate malchusim. Like here, you're getting one malchus from a vassal for cooking on yamtiv, and another malacha for avorah for burning the wood on yamtiv. That's what the Tana said in front of Rabbi Yechonin. Or Malais of Yechonin said, "Tuk Tani Labrua, go outside. Havorah Bishla in the Mishnah." He said, "No, Havorah and Bishla is not a Mishnah. You're not chayiv for cooking or for burning." V'yimtim slay the Mishnah. If you want to tell me somebody said yes to the malacha, it's Beishamai. It only goes according to Beishamai. The Amr the Beishamai says, "Lo Yarmina." We do not say Mitzvah Shutra Hatzol Letzorich Huchin Amishal Letzorich. His Hachin Amr Lo Yarmina Mitzvah Shutra Havorah Letzorich Huchin Amishal Letzorich. Dive still, because if it goes according to Beisilul, Kivin the army, since Beisilul says, Mitoich Shutra Etzol Etzorich, Hutu Namishal Etzorich, since you are allowed to carry out, Oichon Nefesh, you're allowed to carry out other things, like we said, providing some purpose today, it's Ochinam in the same case over here, Mitoich Shutra Havor Etzorich, since the Torah said you are allowed to burn wood on Yom Tiv, if you want to use the burning wood to bake something, if it's Etzorich Oichon Nefesh, you're allowed to burn the wood, is Hutu Namishal Etzorich. Who are then you allowed to burn the wood now for the purpose of cooking up this gira nosha? So who are the kashrut, like I said before, you have to have some purpose, some use today. So who are you only cooking up gira nosha and befrat, you cooked it up mamash with milk, you did everything wrong. You have an istatidit, there's two isurim here. You can't eat it because it's basa b'cholub, and you can't eat it because it's gira nosha. So if you can't eat this thing on Yom Tov, so why does the Gemara say according to Beis Hillel? It would be mutter, there's no isur, I there's no tzara chayim. There's no purpose, you can't eat it today. So top taste is the kasha. The imtayma, umat tzarech icha b'vavashah gid, kivun shuasa. Since you're not allowed to eat it, there's no purpose in doing it today. Yeshloima, I'll answer you yes. Kivun shahoye b'dayte shozel ochloi, since this guy was in Russia. And he made up his mind, I have to eat this gid anosha with the milk today, it's kishmak. I have to eat it today. I'm cooking it up to eat it today. Is the male hanging tzarech yomtiv? It's called tzarech yomtiv. This person, I call upon him, he doesn't get malchus for cooking and burning on yomtiv. Because since the mice, this guy is going to eat it, so it's called the tzarech hayim, tremendous chiddush. Even though it's not very what he's doing, and I get clapped for it, but the mice, he's having enjoyment from it today. So since he's cooking up the gira nosha, I'm not to eat it today, for him it's enjoyment, therefore he doesn't get malchus for cooking and for burning on yomtiv. Because that's called the tzarech ksas, it's called some purpose. But you have to come and tell me teich. In other words, really, it's the oichel nefesh is not cool. That much praise is also mighty too. Like Beis Shammai holds this also here. Ayes better. Once the guy's going to eat it, it's mamash oichel nefesh, he's going to eat it. That's no. Since you're not allowed to eat it, it's not, you don't have the het Torah of oichel nefesh. The Torah only lets you cook things you're allowed to eat. Things you're not allowed to eat, the Torah doesn't want you to cook it. So real oichel nefesh is not included. It's only according to Beis Tzibul that says, mitoich shehutru bishel etzarech, hutru namish bel etzarech. It's mut even after the purpose of cooking, as long as there's some little purpose involved today. So for the little purpose, it's enough to say this guy's a Russia, he's a Baal Taiva, he can't take it without eating his gira nosha with milk, he has to eat it. Mama, it tastes terrible. We don't eat gira nosha, mama, a terrible thing. He had to eat it, too. Since this guy, the mice, has to eat it, him, it tastes good, he's called Sarach Tzas, he won't get malchus for Yom Tov for me. You're holding off your base on the base. The Mishnah says, "Beishama yomrim ein moilichin chalom umatonis lekoyin biyomtiv." On yomtiv, you can't take the chalom. Let's say you had dough and you're supposed to take off chalom, or else you shecht an animal, a behema, and the mitzvah matonis is to go this royal lechayim in the keva. It's a matnis kuna to give this part of the animal to the koyin. This royal, that's the shoulders. L'chayayim, that's the cheeks, the akeva, the inside stomach. These are the three matonis you have to give to a kohen. So the Shami says, you're not allowed to take these things and bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. Bein shehurmu miyemesh, whether you took it off yesterday, like you were mafresh the chale erev Yom Tov, or you shechted the animal and took off these three parts erev Yom Tov. Bein shehurmu miyemesh, whether you first took off the chale today on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to take off chale on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to make the dough on Yom Tov, so now the chiyuv chal is chal, you're allowed to take off chal on Yom Tov. However, Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to take it and bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. Rather wait till after Yom Tov and then give it to him. Uveisilu matirin. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to bring these matonis to the kohen. Now, Omru lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says like this. Gzeira Shova. Let's learn out one thing from the other thing. Like Rashi says, really, it's lav dafka, real Gzeira Shova. Gzeira Shova usually means midiraisa. You learn out psukim one from the other. Here it's only midirabonin. So it just means, let's learn out one from the other. How is Beis Shammah learning out? That chala umatonis matona lekoin. There's a mitzvah to give chala to the coin. There's a mitzvah to give the matonis to the coin. Matnes kuna. That means when you shecht an animal, or by an animal, you have to give this roya, the lechayayim and the keva. Utruma matona lekoin. Hu adin hafroshes truma. When you take off truma from dog and tirish for yitzur, or with rabbonin from teris, so you have to give the truma to the coin. Now, kishem shein malichin esat truma, the same way you're not allowed to give truma on Yom Tov to a kohen, kachin malichin esat matonis. That's Beis Shammai Svara, the same thing. You can't give chala, or you can't give the zroya l'chayim of a keva of the animal to the kohen on Yom Tov. The same way you can't bring the truma to the kohen, you're not allowed to bring these things to the kohen also. Omru lehem Beis Tilu answers back to Beis Shammai and says, loy, no. It was only said by truma, I'm asking me not allowed to give truma to a kohen on Yom Tov. That you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. There's an issue with the rabbonin. You're not allowed to take peris and take off truma on Yom Tov. It's also with the rabbonin. It's near. It looks like you're being a stock in the kli. So therefore, with the rabbonin, you're not allowed to take off truma on Yom Tov. So since you're not allowed to take off truma, that's why you're not allowed to bring it and give it to the kohen either. In other words, that's bechlal the gzera of not to be mafra truma. Bechlal that gzera was not to give the truma to the kohen either. Like, let's say you are mafra truma on Erev Yom Tov, and you have truma in your house, so the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to give it to the kohen on Yom Tov either. Even though you're not doing anything wrong by giving it to him, but it's bechlal the gzera of not to be mafra the truma on Yom Tov. Of a tiyomru b'matonois, Mashenkin about these matonis that you give to the kohen from the animal, or the chalom shezachoy baramosan, that you are allowed to take off chalor on Yom Tov. If you first make the dough on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off chalor on Yom Tov. If you shech the animal on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off the zroya, the lechayim and the kevam, and give it to the to take it off on Yom Tov. So since you're allowed to take it off, that's betzilu svara, you're allowed to give it to the kohen also. In other words, there's no gzera to say giving it, you come to take off. Because you're allowed to take off chala on Yom Tov. Mashenka and truma, you're not allowed to take off truma on Yom Tov. That's why Beis Tilu says you're not allowed to bring the truma to the kohen. Beis Shammai says no, even though you're allowed to take off chala, but I call upon him, you're not allowed to bring it. To bring it, the rabbanim will not matter you. The Gemara says now, Kosalka daitel, to have him, we thought to say, shehurmu mehayon. When the Mishnah says, ben shehurmu, that means you took off the chala today on Yom Tov. V'shanishka tol mehayon. And that you made the shechit, you shechted the animal today. V'shomu miyemish, that's what the Mishnah says, the Beis Shammai says, whether it was done today, whether it was done yesterday, it's osur. What does miyemish mean? What does it mean it was done yesterday? It means shehurmu miyemish, that you took off the challah yesterday. V'shenishcha tu miyemish, or else you made the shechit, you shechted the animal yesterday. And that the Mishnah says, a machlekes, the Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to bring it to the kohen. And Beis Tilu says, yes, you are allowed to bring the challah and the matanis to the kohen. So Gemara says now, Mani Masnitsin, who does our Mishnah go like? Loi Rabbi Yosi, that can't go like Rabbi Yosi. For Loi Rabbi Yehuda, that can't go like Rabbi Yehuda, like we'll soon see the machlekes. Elo Acherim. Our Mishnah has to go according to the Acherim Shita. The Tanya will look like this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Tosefta that lenech leku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There's no machlekes al hamatonoi shehuma me'erev Yom Tov. That if you first took off the chala erev Yom Tov, that shemalichin, you're allowed to take it now on Yom Tov. Im hamatonoi shehuma me'ayim. If you also made another dough today on Yom Tov, so you took off another time chala today. Now today's chala for sure, you're allowed to bring to the kohen. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns, even according to Beis Shammai. So the both moider also that when you have these two chalas, yesterday's chala and today's chala, that you're allowed to bring both of them together to the kohen. Or else if you made a shechita today and you have matonis from today's animal and you have matonis from yesterday's animal, that you're allowed to bring both of them together today on Yom Tov. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. Lo'nech l'ko, where is the machlekes? Where do they really argue? Lo'nech l'ko elom, lo'helicho mifnei yatzman. Machlekes is to take these chala, or to take the matonis that you have from yesterday, if you're allowed to bring it to the kohen by itself, today on Yom Tov. In other words, yesterday Erev Yom Tov, you took off chala. Yesterday Erev Yom Tov, you shechted an animal, and you have this roya l'chayayim v'keva to give to the kohen. Shebeisham ha'yomrim ein malichin. Beisham he says, no, you're not allowed to take it on Yom Tov. Since you could have taken it yesterday, and you're not allowed to, so you can't take it today. Or Beisilu Omer, Beisilu says, no, malichin, you are allowed to take it. In other words, like we soon see. So the kids, our Mishnah cannot go like a Yehuda, because our Mishnah says that Beisham ha'yaskas, even the matonis, that were hurmul today, you're also not allowed to take it. And according to Rabbi Yehud, everybody holds, if you have matonis from today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it to the kohen. The Omar Chalekis says, when you only have the matonis from yesterday, Erev Yom Tov you have challah, or Erev Yom Tov you shechted the animal and you have this roya, l'chayayi v'keva. Can you bring it on Yom Tov? V'kach ha'hoyu b'shamay donin. This is the way b'shamay said his svara. B'shamay said it was also because this is the reason. Challah u'matonis, matonah l'kohen. To give challah, to give the matonah from the animal to the kohen, is a matnas kuna. U'truma matonah l'kohen. To give truma to the kohen is also a matonah. It's one of the chavdas. It's a matonah l'kohen. So the loch reads, kishem shein malichin esa truma, the same way you're not allowed to bring truma to the kohen, kachein malichin esa matonis. The same way you're not allowed to bring the matonis to the kohen. And at this shot, it means the matonis from yesterday. If you have chalo or matona from yesterday, you're not allowed to bring yesterday to the kohen. Omru lehem beisilu. Beisilu says no. Lo yim amartim, it was only learned, it was only said, b'truma. I'm only masking by truma, you're not allowed to bring truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. Shena zakoy v'ramosa. Because you're not allowed to be masfers truma on Yom Tov. If you have these vegetables or fruits or dog and tears for Yitzhom, that you did not take off the truma before Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. So since you're not allowed to take it off, the chalal that gezerah of not to be mafra truma is the gezerah not to bring it to the kohen. Even if you have truma that you took off yesterday, you're not allowed to bring it today to the kohen. But you want to tell me the matanos, my shaking about bringing chalal or bringing this roya l'chayayim v'keva to the kohen, shezakoyi v'ramosan, that you are allowed to take it off on Yom Tov. In a case that you made the dough today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off chalal. If you shechted an animal, you're allowed to take off the matanis today. So since you're allowed to take it off today, if you have the matanis from yesterday, you're allowed to bring it. Because the only tzad to say you can't bring it to the kohen is because people think it could be mafresh. So you are allowed to be mafresh. If you have challah today, you're allowed to be mafresh to challah today, if you have dough. If you have animal today, you shechted, you're allowed to be mafresh to matanis. But since you're allowed to be mafresh to matanis, therefore Beisilu says you're allowed to carry it also to the kohen. And according to this, it's even where it was geshochten, or you have the dough from yesterday. So that's not like our Mishnah. Now, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said not like that. Omer Rabbi Yosi, lo nechluku beishamu beitilu. There's no machlokes between beishamu beitilu al hamatonis on the matonis, the zroya chayim, the cave of an animal, shemolichin, that you're allowed to bring it to the kohen on Yom Tov. You're allowed to. Even if you made the shechita yesterday, and you had the afrosha yesterday, or you made the dough yesterday, and you have the challah yesterday, today on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take these two things to the kohen. Lo nechluku, where is the whole machlokes b'shama b'tilol? Lo nechluku elo al ha-truma, only about taking truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. Shebeisham ha-yomrim, ein molichin. You're not allowed to take the truma to the kohen on Yom Tov. U'beisil v'omer, Beisil says, yes, molichin. Even truma, Beisil holds you're allowed to take. In other words, Rabbi Yosi is a very big nekel. Rabbi Yosi says, Chalo and Matnas Kuna, since you're allowed to take it off today, Pshit, you're allowed to bring it. Even according to Veshamai. The Yom Machlekes says Truma, that you're not allowed to take off Truma today. So in a case where your Machlekes Truma yesterday, and you didn't take it to the Kohen yet, Veshamai says, Trey and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring it to the Kohen. Because the cloud, the Xerah of not to take off Truma, is not to bring it. Because if you bring it, you come to take off Truma. And Beisil says, no. Even though you're not allowed to take off truma today, but if you already took off truma yesterday, you're allowed to bring it today. This is the way Beisil said his svara. Chalo u'matonis maton l'koin. U'truma is also maton l'koin. So kishem shemolichin es maton is the same way you're allowed to bring chalo and this roya to the koin. Kach molichin es truma the same way you're allowed to bring truma today and yom tovos to the koin. Omru lehem beishama beishama answered back and said no. Lo yim omartim was only said, the matonois, I agree with you on the matonois of this roya, or else the chala, shezakoy b'ramosan, that you're allowed to take off chala today on Yom Tov when you make the dough today. Or you shecht an animal today, you could take off the matonois and give it to the kohen. Or the tiyamra b'truma, But you want to tell me to bring truma to the kohen? Shein za koy bramosa. You're not allowed to take it off today. You cannot be master of truma today. So therefore, you're not allowed to take it to the kohen. This is the way Rav Yosi learns. But again, that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says clearly that Bashamay said you're not allowed to take even the chal and the matanas also you can't bring to the kohen. Not only truma, even the chal. So the Chur Mishnah does not go like Rav Yud or like Rav Yosi. Now, Acherim Oymrim, the third sheet, Acherim say like this. Lo nechluku beishamu beishilum al ha-truma shein malichin. There's no machlekes, beishamu beishilum, that you're not allowed to bring truma. You can't take truma to the kohen. Even if, since you're not allowed to be mafresh truma on Yom Tif, if you have truma from yesterday, you're not allowed to bring it today to the kohen. Lo nechluku, where is the machlekes? Ela al ha-matonis. Only upon the matonis. When you shechted an animal today, tis roya l'chayim v'kev or else chala. If you made dough, you're not allowed to bring it to the kohen today. Even though you could be mafresh, but you're not allowed to bring it. Yes, you're allowed to bring it. So l'chura leimah acherim hi, v'lar Rav Yehuda, l'chura ha-mishnah only goes good according to the acherim. But the acherim say clearly, even the matonis beishami say you're not allowed to do. And the chura is not like Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda said, the matonis that you have from today, you are allowed to bring according to beishami. Beishami only argues and says, the matanis that you have from yesterday, you're not allowed to bring today. And now Mishnah Poshkas Mashma, it says, Bein Shehumu Miyemish, U Bein Shehumu Mayayim. Even if you have the truma, the afrosha from today. In other words, you shechted an animal prey on yomtiv. And now you want to take out the zroyal chai in the cave and give it to the kohen, Beisham is Mashma, not allowed to bring it to the kohen. And if Yehuda says, yes, you are allowed to bring it, Beisham only says you can't bring it if you have yesterday's, but today's you're allowed to. So who our Mishnah is not like Yehuda. The Gemara says, no, Omar Rava, mi kitoni shehurmu mehayoyim. Vishen yeshkatu mehayoyim. Does our Mishnah really say that Beshama even says this also when you made the Rama today, or when you made the Shechita today, or when you made the Chalav today, or you made the Shechita today? Shehurmu kitoni, just say shehurmu. You did it, you made the Afrosha. Uli oilam shechitosa miyemish. I tell you, the Mishnah is talking about that the Shechita was done yesterday. In other words, you shechted the animal yesterday, but you didn't take off the matanis until today. So such a case, Bashami says, you can't bring it to the kohen, because you could have brought it yesterday. Mashaykin, if you first make the shechita on the animal today, that today is the first time you could take out the zroya, the shoulders, and the cheeks, and the cave with the stomach, today is the first day you could do it. I tell you, Bashami is made like if Yehuda says, you were allowed to bring it to the kohen. So maybe our Mishnah is not arguing on Yehuda. That the Mishnah says, Bein Shuma Miyemish, or Bein Shuma Mehayoyim, Mehayoyim just means you made the Afrosha today. But the Shechita, or the dough, you made yesterday. That's why Bashami says it's also. But it could be if you first made the dough today, and you made the Shechita today, you weren't allowed to bring it to the Kohen, like Rav Yehuda says. See, if so, the Gemara says, let's say the opposite way then, Leimer Rav Yehudi Vloy Acherim, our Mishnah only goes according to Rav Yehuda, not like Acherim. Because the Mishnah does not say about that you made the Afrosha today. So Mashma, if you made the Shechita today, you would be allowed to bring it like Beshamai. And that's not like the Acherim. Tumar says, no, Afilu Teim Acherim. Really, our Mishnah could also go according to Acherim. And the Mishnah is just saying, what's going to be the din of the ones that were shechted yesterday? But Enech Nami, even if they were shechted today, it'd also be the same Alocha, like the Acherim say. The Acherim say that you're not allowed to bring it according to Beshamai. According to Beshamai, you can't be Mafresh today. No, we want to say that we're saying now different from Acherim. Acherim just said, "Lanechlu kuvelo ala matonos on the matonos." She beshamo yem emalichin or besilu yem emalichin. Now, where did the Acherim say that Beshamo says emalichin? So maybe even the Acherim also asking. Phil said Acherim, "Bahanef the nishkatum yemish." That the Acherim say, the Shammai says you can't take it, the Acherim also means you can't take the matanis if the Shechita was done yesterday. Even though you made the Afrosha today, but since the Shechita was done yesterday, you should have brought it yesterday. So even the Acherim also mean that. So it could be everybody's masking now. According to Beis Shammai, if you made the Shechita today, you would be allowed to bring it to the Kohen. And both the Mishnah and the Acherim only means when the Shechita was done yesterday. For the Gemara Hochi, if that's so, Heiner of Yehuda, then the Acherim in this price and Rav Yehuda both saying the same thing. Rav Yehuda is also saying the same thing, that if the Shechita was done today, you're allowed to. The old Machlokes is when the Shechita was done yesterday. So Mor says, the Givanayot Tfela. The Nafkamina is when you have two portions. Like you have what you were Mafresh yesterday,
and you have what you mach for us today. That's the machlokes. So Rashi says, Tfelum, we have Yehuda matel letofel, ulohoylech shel emesh im shel hayom. Rabbi Yehuda, if you made a shechita yesterday, and you made a shechita today, and you have both afroshes, so since you're allowed to take today's according to the Beis Shammai, you're with it, you can take yesterday's. The Acherim Savri know, the Afilu Letofel Nami Yaseh Beis Shammai. The Acherim say no, that you can only take the shechita of today. But anything you did yesterday, even though you want to take it today with today's, you're not allowed to according to Beis Shammai. So kids, so the Mishnah could go either like Rabbi Yehuda or like Beis, or like Acherim, like both of them, the Mishnah comes out. Now, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, you should know, Halacha to Rabbi Yosi. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi to go to Kula. Rabbi Yosi said that there's no machlokes by Chala and by the Matanis that you're allowed to take it on Yom Tov, even if you made the Shechita yesterday. The old machlokes was Afrosh Shruma. And even Afrosh Shruma, they still held the Smuta. So Rabbi Yosi's, Shmuel is passing, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel is passing like that, Lakula. That even Shruma, you're allowed to bring to a Kohen on Yom Tov. Rav Tuvia, Brei, the Rav Nechemia. Heavy lay garbo de chamra. He had a jug full of wine. The truma of truma. He had in his house. Now, Osla came to Rabbi Yosef. He came to Rabbi Yosef. Omallah, he asked him, Mauli am tuna le kain yidna. Trey is yomtif. Am I allowed to bring this truma to the kain on yomtif? There was that frosh I made yesterday. I have a whole jug in the house full of truma that I took off last week. And I've got to give it to the kain. And trey is yomtif. I want to know, am I allowed to bring this jug of wine to the kain? So Omalei, he answered back, like we just learned, that Hochi Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this is what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Halacha Rabbi Yosi, we pass like Rabbi Yosi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, Beit Phil was even Matthew to bring Truma to the Kain. So in such a case, so you have your jug full of wine of Truma, even though you took it off yesterday before Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it today to the Kain. Ushpazichne de Rova Bar Rav Chonin, the innkeeper of Rova Bar Rav Chonin, Hevilei Asuraisa de Chardla. He had a bundle of mustard seeds. Shashi Asuraisa means Chavilo Shachardl. A bundle of mustard seeds. The Shavitim still in the stalk. The Yazderabatechen, and the seed was still in the stalk. He had raw mustard seeds in its stalk. Omalei, so the innkeeper asked Rav Chonin, Maoli at Lefruche Omechum Inayav Yantif. I'm allowed to like crush it today to get the seeds out of its shells in order to eat it today. That was a shayla. Ma'al lefrucha, can I crush them today? Can I crush the stalks to get the seeds out? Lo hevi b'yodi, he didn't know what to answer. Is also the kaim of the rova, so came in front of rova. Omalei, rova said to him like this. Moilin melilois, you're allowed to rub the stalks in your hand. That's called moilin, you're allowed to rub it in your hand to get the seeds out of it. O mefarchin kitnis b'yomtif, you're allowed to crush kitnis beans on yomtif. So Rashi says, Moilim Malilos, Tidash Kalachiyad, even though you're rubbing the stalks to get the seeds out, which is a Moloch of Dash, you're Mefarik, you're taking out the seeds from a stalk, but you're doing the Kalachiyad. You're rubbing it on your hands. That's not the normal way to do it. The Afilu B'Shavas Lav Diraisa, there's no Wissi Diraisa. Element of Rabbonin. Over Yomtif like Gozer, Rabbonin didn't make a Gezer here. Mishum Simchas Yomtif, they're mad to you to rub with your hands the stalks to get the seeds out. So Rashi learns Malilas means Shachitim. That's a stalk of wheat. Shemoylo biyodav kishen rakin. When the wheat is still soft, you're allowed to rub it in your hands in order to get the seeds out of the stalks. O mafach and kitnis, you have these type of kitnis, type of beans, that you're even allowed to crush on yomtif. So Chura, he meant to say it's mutta, you're allowed to crush the beans on yomtif. Eisve Abaya, Abaya has a kashra in this. The Brisa says, ha moylo malilas miyara Shabbos. If somebody rubs the melilas, means the stalks of wheat, you rub it to get the wheat out before Shabbos. Lamocha, tomorrow on Shabbos, menafeyach miyad liyad. You're allowed to like winnow it from one hand to another hand. In other words, you got the seeds out there on Shabbos, but it's together with the shaft. The shaft and the seeds are together. You want to winnow it to get the shaft away from the seeds. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rashi says miyad liyad, shalika derechol. Like you throw it from one hand to another hand, that's not the normal manner you do on the weekday. So therefore, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. It's a shinui. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. V'yechla, I need it. Avolay b'kenoin, you can't use a kenoin like a basket. Avolay b'tamcha, you can't use a plate. To use a plate to winnow it, that you can't do on Shabbos. That's more of a derech. That's awesome. That's if you did it on Erev Shabbos. Now hamoyla melilos merav yomtif. Let's say an Erev Yom Tov. somebody took these stalks of wheat and he started to rub it in his hands and his fingertips. He rubbed the stalks of wheat to get the wheat out of it. Now lamacher on Yom Tov is lado menaseach hayad hayad. Again, he could winnow it, like blow it out to get the shaft away from the seeds, but from one hand to another hand. Or Rahir Rashi says it means al yad means mat, a little bit at a time. You're allowed to do it. Here it says al yad. Before it said miyad liyad, means from one hand to the other hand. Here on Yom Tov it says lashon of al yad means a little bit at a time. You're allowed to like winnow it, the yochan and eat it. And afilu b'knayin, even with a basket, v'afilu b'tamcha, even with a plate, you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov. Avoloi b'tavla, not with a tray. This is more of a derech. V'loi b'napa, not with a fan. V'loi b'kavla, not with a sieve. You can't use a sieve on Yom Tov. Sakol ponim, if you were moil, if you rub the stalks, erev Yom Tov, now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to winnow it out. So the diak is, me'erev Yom Tov in, only because you rub the stalks, erev Yom Tov. Of a Yom Tov light, mashmi, you're not allowed to rub the stalks on Yom Tov. If you have the stalks of wheat, and you have the kernels inside the stalk, you're not allowed to rub the kernels to get the wheat out. You can't rub the stalk to get the wheat out on Yom Tov. So how could you say before you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov? So Gemara says no. Afilu tam of the Yom Tov. Even if you want to tell me you're allowed to rub the stalks on Yom Tov, no. So why does the Brice only say Erev Yom Tov? The Yad of the Tony Reishim, Erev Shabbos. Since the beginning of the Brice that talks about Shabbos, so there you're only allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos, is Tony Sefer now in Erev Yom Tov. The Sefer says also Erev Yom Tov also that you're allowed to rub the stalks. But really, really, you're allowed to rub the stalks even on Yom Tov. Since this is Klacha Yad, it's not a real Malacha, you're not doing the derech of dashes to take the stalks and trample on it to crush them to get the kernels out. Here, rubbing in your hands is a shinui, so it's only Yostim and Rabbonin. So true on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. It's the Rabbonin on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, since it's a Tzarech Yom Tov, you want to eat the kernels of wheat, the Rabbonin will make us to do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, it could be, like I said before, you are allowed to do it on Yom Tov, like Rabbi first said. You are allowed to rub the stalks with your hands on Yom Tov to get the kernels of wheat out. And you could crush the beans on Yom Tov also to get them out of the stalks. Yeah. The Amar Takasha, in Cain, if this is true, the way Rav is saying, that you're allowed to take these stalks on Yom Tov and first get the kernels of wheat out of the stalks, in Cain, if so, Motsinu Truma Shezakoy Bramasa. We should have now a case that you should be allowed to be mafrish truma on Yom Tov itself. There is all up until now we're saying the reason, what's the difference between challah? How come we say if you make dough on challah on Yom Tov, you're allowed to take off challah? And how come if you have food in your house, the peiros, you're not allowed to take off truma on Yom Tov? So the reason is because the challah, you first made the dough today. You can't take off challah yesterday. You didn't have dough yesterday. You only had flour. Today you put the water into the flour, so since today on Yom Tov is the first time the chi of challah is chal, therefore you're allowed to take off the challah today on Yom Tov. That's why challah you could take off on Yom Tov. Mashenke and Truma, you're not allowed to pull off fruits off the tree on Yom Tov. There's an Yisrael Raisa. So we're talking about for sure you pulled off the fruits before Yom Tov. If so, the chi of Truma was chal yesterday. So since the chi of Truma was chal yesterday, then we say you should have taken off Truma yesterday, and don't do it today on Yom Tov. But now you're telling me now, you don't take off truma usually until you have the kernels of wheat. Kol zaman the wheat is in the stalk, you don't take off truma. That's not a derech to take off truma. Like Rashi says, the stam shibolim, less loin here, stam nil, the stam shibolim, regular stalks, loin mafrishin truma. Nobody takes off truma yet. Achayasa dogger, until you make a pile of the kernels. Now, the amoylim, the yomt, if you're telling me now, you're allowed to rub these shibolim, the stalks of wheat, to get the kernels out on Yom Tov, lochlam tidim today, mafresh men truma karchoi. It comes out that up until now there was no chi of truma. Nobody takes off truma before you have the kernels, and you're first getting the kernels out on Yom Tov. If so, the chi of truma is first chal right now on Yom Tov. So it should be mutter to take off truma on Yom Tov. And the mystery for us mashma, we never have a case that you could be mafresh truma on Yom Tov. We only had Rabbi Yossi said that it still is matter to bring the truma to the kernel on Yom Tov. If you took off truma yesterday, you could bring that truma to the kain. But to make truma metil on Yom Tov, we had all along and allowed to. But now, if you're telling me now there's a mitzvah that you're allowed to rub the stalks today on Yom Tov and get the kernels out of the stalks, and when the kernels come out of the stalks, that's the first time the chi of truma chal. So comes that now on Yom Tov, these wheat first become a chuyv in truma, so you should be allowed to take off truma. So how come we have you not allowed to? That's the kasha. Esimkein motzinu truma shezakoy v'ramosa. Well, tonight we learned in our Mishnah the whole time that loyim amatim mitruma shein ezakoy v'ramosa. Truma is different. You're not zakoy. You can't take off truma yomtiv. So my answer is like Kashi. There's no stira. I tell you, Horebi, Horebi Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. It's a machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda.